in the limelight.
Germany is allowing the Israeli regime to get away with the killing of 6 of its citizens in an air attack on a high-rise building in Gaza 8 years ago. Stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Ali Abu Nima, journalist. This article is published under the heading, Germany permits Israeli regime to kill its citizens with impunity. Here's more. Germany is allowing the Zionist regime to get away with the killing of 6 of its citizens in an air attack on a high-rise building in Gaza 8 years ago. The country's federal prosecutor decided not to open a formal investigation into the 21st of July 2014 airstrike on the Asalam Tower in Gaza City that killed Ibrahim Kilani, his wife Tagrid, and their 5 children aged 3 to 11. Ibrahim and the children Elias, Yasser, Yasin, Sausan, and Rim were all German citizens. They were among more than 2,200 Palestinians, including 550 children, killed during the Zionist regime's 51-day bombardment of Gaza that summer. The decision of the German federal prosecutor not to investigate the death of our family members, despite the evidence of war crimes, is politically motivated. Ramses Kilani, Ibrahim's adult son who lives in Germany, told the electronic Intifada, adding, "Propagandists often talk about double standards, referring to the treatment of Israel. And there are double standards in favor of Israel," Kilani added. "Germany is legally obliged to investigate potential war crimes against its citizens," he added. The German federal prosecutor's decision stands as emblematic of the double standards applied in cases against powerful actors, according to the European Center for Constitutional and Human Rights, ECCHR, and the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR. The prosecutor's decision was taken in August, but the group said they did not comment on it until now, as they had only gained access to relevant files in April. Soon after the attack, ECCHR and PCHR filed a criminal complaint along with Ramses Kilani. They submitted evidence and analysis to the prosecutor on numerous occasions, but to no avail. The approach taken by the prosecutor did not follow standard procedures and lines of argumentation, especially with regard to the German citizenship of some of the victims, the human rights groups state. German law requires the prosecutor to open an investigation because the victims included German citizens, but the prosecutor improperly invokes exceptions to evade their requirements, according to ECCHR and PCHR. Among the excuses was that there was already an investigation by the Zionist regime's military advocate general, and that all domestic remedies, meaning processes, in occupied Palestinian territories had not been exhausted. But the Zionist regime's self-investigations are notoriously a sham. 2 years after the 2014 assault on Gaza, B'Tselem, an Israeli human rights group, called the Zionist regime's investigation of crimes committed by its forces, they're a whitewash. Following every major massacre of civilians in Gaza, including this one in 2014, the fabricated regime of Israel deflected criticism by promising to investigate its conduct. Beth Salem observed, but the group noted last year that nothing came of this promise. True policy change will come about only when Israel is forced to pay a price for its conduct, actions and policies, Beth Salem said, and that will only come when the smoke screen of domestic investigations is lifted and Israel is forced to reckon with its human rights abuses and breaches of international law. However, the German federal prosecutor also decided to hide behind the same Israeli smokescreen and ensure that Israeli regime impunity remains intact. Even if the Zionist regime self-investigations were not a ruse, ECCHR and PCHR point out that in many of other cases involving Syria, Iraq, Gambia, and Sri Lanka, the German prosecutor did not require any legal steps to be taken domestically, let alone the exhaustion of all local remedies by victims or their relatives in their respective jurisdictions. This makes perfect sense, the group said, because international criminal justice does not require the exhaustion of domestic remedies before pursuing the case before foreign courts, especially considering that it is often very unrealistic for victims and their families to seize domestic courts with cases against the domestic armed forces or secret services. Ebrahim Tagrid and their children were killed after a desperate search for safety from the Zionist regime's bombs. Israeli warplanes had dropped leaflets on Beit Lahia, the northern Gaza town where they lived, near many members of their extended family, telling residents to leave. The couple took their kids and left, even though the rest of the family, including Ebrahim's mother, Fatemeh, and brother Saleh, urged them to stay. First, they wanted to stay with Tagrid's family, the Deir Boss in Shajaiya, but that eastern Gaza city neighborhood would also be hit by devastating Israeli regime bombardments that flattened hundreds of homes and killed dozens of people. Now Deir Boss family had to leave too. Ebrahim and Tagrid fled again, along with their children. Tagrid's sisters, Inas, Sura, and Aida, and her brother Mahmoud. A friend offered them shelter at fifth floor office of an engineering company in Asalom Tower in central Gaza City of Ramal neighborhood, an area Israeli regime leaflets had claimed would be safe. But on the evening of July 21st, just as people in Gaza were breaking their Ramadan fast for the day, the Zionist regime bombed the tower. All 11 family members, including Ebrahim, Tagrid and the children, and Tagrid's four siblings, were martyred. The Zionist regime claimed the intended target was Shabana Doha, a commander of resistance movement who was also martyred in the attack. But whatever justification the fabricated regime of Israel offers, ECCHR believes the attack may constitute a war crime by the fake regime of Israel. The story of the Kilani family and how Ibrahim's surviving children, Ramses and Leila, and his brother Saleh continue to seek justice is told in the recent documentary, Not Just Your Picture, by Anne Pack and Dror Dayan. The filmmakers have expressed their outrage at the German prosecutor's decision not to investigate the Zionist regime's war crimes. Having closely followed the Kilani family's quest for justice in the years following the killing, it was clear to us that the path of German justice can only lead to a dead end, they said. Nevertheless, it is our duty to decry this blatant denial of justice, they added. Palestinians and their supporters face severe repression by German authorities. Ramses Gilani was himself detained by police last month, accused of defying a ban on public demonstrations in support of Palestine on Nakba Day.